بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم continuing with the chapter babun fi nafaqati ala al-iyal, the chapter on spending on one's family. So today's hadith an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam qala ma min yawmin yusbihu al-ibadu fihi illa malakan yanzilan fayaqul ahaduhuma allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa ويقول الآخر اللهم أعط ممسكا تلفا متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the two angels descend from the heavens every morning, and one of them says that, oh Allah Ta'ala, replace for the one who spends. اللهم أعط منفقا خلفا. Allah, you replace for the one that spends. In other words, whatever he's spending, you replace that. And the other angel says that Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa, that oh Allah, destroy the one who withholds. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa, Allah, you destroy the one that withholds. In other words, he's supposed to be giving and he's withholding. So ulama explained from here a few things. That the first is that these two malaika, they come down and they make this dua talafa, that oh Allah, grant the one that gives a replacement. So, in this hadith we see that replacement is just left mutlaq. Mutlaq means just left general. What replacement is it referring to? Is it referring to a financial replacement? Is it referring to a replacement in the akhirat? What type of replacement is this hadith referring to? So there are a few views. One view is of that Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahmatullah alayhi. He says that there is great merit in Allah Ta'ala leaving it, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaving it like this, that he will be replaced. In other words, it may happen that a person passes away. You get people like that who are very generous. All the time they're giving. So they may have given and they have passed away. So they didn't see that reward in this world. But Allah Ta'ala would give them that reward in the akhirah. So here it's referring to both financial replacement Allah Ta'ala will give a person and ukhrawi replacement. Replacement in the akhirah. For some people they will see the reward in this world. Others will see it in the akhirah, they won't get any reward in this world. But definitely Allah Ta'ala will replace the person that is giving. So here one important thing we learn is that we're getting the dua of the malaika by us being generous. When we are taking our money, it's sometimes hard to give. But if we think that by us giving and by us being kind, by us spending money, we are getting the duas of the malaika, then automatically this encourages a person to give. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Allah, the man that is giving, you replace him and you give him. How often you find that people that are generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them more and He gives them more just because of their generosity. But here we learn that they're taking the dua of the malaika by being generous. So one explanation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either will give a person financial return because of his spending, or if a person, Allah ta'ala, doesn't return it financially in this world, definitely this person will get the Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he explained that spending which is praiseworthy includes spending on family, guests, and all other noble causes. That this spending that the person is getting the dua of the malaika, is he spending on his family also, he's getting dua of the malaika. He's spending on the visitors that are coming to his home, those visitors that are coming to see him, he's getting the duas of the malaika. Any noble cause a man gets, and he spends on that noble cause, then what happens? He gets the dua of the malaika. Such a nice dua is something that we should remember, that Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, give that person that is giving, Allah, you give him a replacement. So there is no such thing that the person will lose out by him giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace. This is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes wealth to be destroyed by riba, by interest. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Yurbi means to grow. Allah causes wealth to grow because of sadaqah. So on one hand, a person's wealth will get destroyed when he gets involved in interest. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala causes his wealth to increase when he's giving charity. This goes against all the laws of economics. Economics teaches the more a person holds back, the more he saves, the more his money will grow. But we are taught from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that malaika are making dua for that person that is giving what wealth in the path of Allah, that he's spending on his family. Person is giving in good causes, the malaika are making dua for him. And that person that is holding back, Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa, this malaika making the dua that, oh Allah, that person that is holding back, you destroy him. What is meant by that is that that avenues that a person is supposed to be spending in those avenues he's not spending. He's supposed to be spending now on his family, he's holding back, he's not spending. He's supposed to be spending on the poor, on those that are in need. Where is the genuine need? And this person genuinely, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him and he's holding back. So in other words, he's holding back the rights of people. He's owing a person, he bought goods, but he's unnecessarily stretching that person in terms of payment. So now this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَثَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ. The delaying of a person who's wealthy, in other words, the person has got the wealth to pay. He's owing money and he's got the amount to pay, and he doesn't do that, then this is zulm. In other words, this is oppression. Sometimes we think oppressing is only what the non-Muslims are doing to the Muslims in the various countries. Sometimes Allah is holding back that payment. We're owing someone money and we're delaying it. Yeah, matal is tal matal karna. It means to delay, just to hold back. Money is due now, but you're delaying it, stretching it 1 month, 2 months, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, unnecessarily delay. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this is oppression also. So don't think that holding back money, there's any khair in it. We may think that we may be making money, but yeah, we're actually getting the curse of the malaika. Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa. Allah, you destroy that person that is holding back. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of spending in the right causes, in the good causes, and taking the du'as of the malaika, and taking all the benefits of charity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being miserly and stingy, especially in those avenues where we're supposed to be spending. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.